from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The German flagship carrier Lufthansa says it's canceling 912 flights Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped nearly 900 flights that affected 100,000 passengers Wednesday after pilots staged a walkout and a disagreement over pay and working conditions. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. She would be Trump's first cabinet pick, who is not a white man. Haley did not support Trump during the months-long process that ended with him as the Republican Party's nominee for president. South Korean prosecutors Wednesday raided the offices of the Samsung Group and the state pension fund as the electronics giant is dragged further into a snowballing influence peddling scandal engulfing President Park Geun-hye. The raid comes as Samsung faces allegations that it bribed Park's confidant, Choi Soon-sil, to win state approval for a controversial merger. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday criticized plans by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to ditch a trans-Pacific trade deal, warning that future agreements will likely be worse. With a planned U.S.-EU mega deal called TTIP also looking doomed, Merkel predicted that the future will be more trade agreements. They won't have the standard for this agreement. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval.
Se han perdido vidas y hay muchas más en peligro.
That's President Juan Manuel Santos, and he says lives have been lost and many more at stake. We cannot forgive ourselves for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct the situation. The agreement aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. Peru's government has reacted angrily to the naming of an ex-first lady facing money laundering charges to a job with a UN agency, arguing the move interferes with investigations. Nadine Ereda is accused, along with her husband, of laundering $1.5 million allegedly given to fund his 2006 and 2011 presidential campaign. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization said in a statement that it had appointed Ereda to head its liaison office with the UN headquarters in Geneva. A prominent Bangladeshi pro-opposition newspaper editor, Mamadur Rahman, was released Wednesday after spending more than 3 years in jail on charges of sedition and inciting religious tension. Rahman faces a multitude of charges and cases, from torching vehicles to a plot to kill the prime minister's son. He was arrested in 2013. President Barack Obama Tuesday awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to 21 actors, musicians, athletes, and innovators. He said he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to each individual who inspired him over the years.
Just on a personal note, part of the reason that these events are so special to me is because everybody on this stage has touched me in a very powerful personal way.
Among the honorees are actors Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Robert Redford, basketball greats Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates, singer Diana Ross, and longtime broadcaster Vin Scully. The average lifespan of people in the EU has topped 80 for the first time, but preventable illnesses caused by smoking, alcohol, and obesity are taking a huge toll, according to a study Wednesday. Gains were uneven as people in Western European countries lived more than 8 years longer on average than people in Central and Eastern countries, according to a report by the European Commission and the OECD. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.